And does October catch you dreaming?
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Awesome.
He is incredible. Yeah, he is awesome. He's a genius. When it comes to composing and singing and all that, he's, according to him, he's done estimated over 5,000 songs. And it's so easy for him to put songs together. And I had, you know, talked about nominating him for a Grammy. So Joe and I are, you know, working on these kind of things these days. And speaking of awards, we have Gary. And could you pronounce your last name?
Sure, Metivier.
Metivier.
That's correct. Metivier. You got it.
Is that what? Where is that from? Like French?
It is French. Yep. Yeah. Whole blooded French all the way back.
Yeah, my grandma Betancourt's French.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and then my on my dad's side, the Velasquez is Velasquez. So there was a Spanish and French side. Yeah.
Nice.
You hear this history about, you know, families passing down history, which is really nice. It's fun to hear.
I was just in Canada for the foliage this year, 3-4 weeks ago, and I actually tracked down my 9-time, I think it was, great-grandfather, who was one of the founders up in Quebec City. Wow. And I found the plot of land that he settled on a small little island out there, and it was amazing the things I discovered about my family on that trip unexpectedly.
Wow, yeah. I want to do some research on my genealogy. I know my brother did and found out, you know, we were 40% Spanish on the Spanish side, as I mentioned. So it's interesting, you know, to find out these things. And I know a few of my friends have done that, and they've, Dawn has done it. She said there's interesting things happening. Let's see, who's that? Oh, I'm waiting for our friend Deborah.
Hello?
So, but anyway, let's get on with the show. And Gary is an amazing person. He has won Emmys. You were an anchor person for a while. You were, as I said, Emmy winner. You are now doing films. You recently won the International Christian Film Festival, which Dawn Reese is very involved with. She's been nominated for, you know, we've all been nominated as a group, Hollywood Connections, for, this would be, if she gets nominated this time, it'll be the fifth. She goes there and interviews the celebrities that show up there on the red carpet. She usually does that at the different film festivals. There's a lot of film festivals, but only the red carpet ones. She goes and she interviews all the celebrities. She's been doing that for years. And so, but she does it at the International Film Festival, the Christian Film Festival, and I've been wanting to go over there, plus getting on her sailboat. So she has, her and her husband have a business over there. So you're all welcome, you know, want to go to Florida.
Wonderful. Sounds great.
So you are a winner at the International Christian Film Festival, not only you, but your team, you know, best actress, best actor, supporting actor, director. You guys won everything.
No, wow. We just found that one out. That one we just found out this afternoon when I sent it to you. So that we had the online Christian Film Festival first. That was a week or two ago. And then today we found out about the Christian Film Festival, the big one. And so we're very excited as a team that the work is being recognized in that way.
Yeah, that's teamwork. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I say to my guys. It's about teamwork.
Yes.
And it's very important that you work together on these projects and you get things done.
In particular, when you're working on small budget projects where every person has a very pivotal role, and at any time it could all fall apart if you don't stick together and make things happen.
Yes. Commitment. You have to commit to it, and you really want that. You know, you got to want this, being in this film industry, entertainment industry. So aside from that, you are now doing films. You also plan on doing more films. I know that we have Suzanne and I, she is the CEO now, because Randall recently passed away. So now Suzanne is the CEO of the Rutledge Media Group. And so we are still working on some of the films that Ms. Randall wanted, you know, to finance, and he wanted them to be blockbuster movies. And so I'm helping with that. Suzanne is helping. We're trying to, you know, figure this thing out. We've been waiting a little while because of, you know, Randall passing away, but we want to get back to that. And so I had brought Kung Fu Shoes up. That's the one we're working on right now, which is Randall wanted $25 million for that. So anybody out there with $25 million?
Pick up the phone and call now.
You know, love it. We can negotiate, you know, with different ways of doing this. But he wanted that movie, you know, blockbuster movie from that. And the other one, Wheelbound, the other one he wanted.
Westbound 18 Wheels.
Westbound. Well, yeah, that's the other one we have to try and get others to finance and help us with. So, you know, it can happen. You know, it's up to us to make it happen as a team. So, as far as the ladies, we have, they have some questions for you, Gary.
Sure.
So, Suzanne, what is your first, and you
know, girl calling you, baby.
You have worked together, Gary, in different projects.
Hello?
Suzanne, what is your question for Gary?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank Gary for the wonderful podcast he did regarding Randall's Randall's accomplishment. He would have been very humbled. It was an excellent job.
Thank you.
But now I do have a question for you. How has your past career in journalism and your Grammys and Emmys, how has that helped you, or how has it influenced your acting career?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's actually almost a reverse, if you will. So I was born in a family of 12 children.
And
I was number 10, so I had six older brothers. So, you know, when you're the little brother, you don't get to say much. So I spent most of my life just sort of observing people. I hardly ever spoke as a child. And it took my teacher in middle school to call my parents in front of me in an evening meeting and say, your son never speaks. He's so shy. If he doesn't come out of his shell, he's going to have a real hard time in life, you know, getting by. And so I had to try to find a way to find a voice. And I discovered doing a Christian service project in high school, by the way. A news company came out, a news organization did a story on me visiting, making a buddy system, visiting someone in a nursing home that didn't have family and spending a couple hours a week with them. And I saw how they put that story together, and I saw how that story impacted people's lives. And I said, I can do that. If I tell a story through somebody else's lens, I can share stories and I can have a voice and find a voice. So I went into drama and realized quickly that the scripts I was seeing were not going to fit my morals and ethics. And so when I got married in Los Angeles, my wife was a nurse, and I went back to night school to be a journalist and started telling stories that way for the next 25 years.
Wow. Very interesting.
And we didn't have much growing up, so that taught me empathy, you know, and I kind of felt for people that were going without or people that didn't have a voice. And I said, man, if I can overcome my shyness and represent people and ask the questions that they need answers to, and in some cases hold people accountable. You know, when I interviewed President Obama at the White House in 2012, I was tough because the people wanted certain questions answered. Common folk had questions answered. I didn't ask any of mine. It was from people. And
didn't you receive an award for that, Gary? Didn't you get an award for
We did get an Edward R. Murrow Award for that one, which in news is the highest honor in news. We're very, very excited to get that for the reporting.
Congratulations.
On the awards, the only thing I cared about the awards was that it gave me more freedom to tell more stories because it gave the acknowledgement that we were doing something right. So it kept me still.
Fantastic.
So I hope that answered your question.
Yes, you did.
Okay. And then the next question is going to be, right now we need to play a song by, Robbie, you there? We have a song coming up, Protection, from Pastor Curly.
Curly, yes, I've shown us.
Gospel. Curly, you there?
Curly, could you hear her?
No.
You there?
I hear you.
So you hear me, but you don't hear Teresa.
Right. I hear you, but I can't hear her.
That's okay. Go ahead and play his Protection and his song.
We're going to play your song.
From there, we're going to go to Nancy. She has a question for you, Gary.
I mean, I didn't know that God is our protection. Jesus is protection. Yes, Jesus.
Pastor Curly, are you there now? Did you get through?
Best internet. Prove it.
Curly should be here.
Okay. We also have Deborah. She's trying to get through. So if you can connect her. I don't know if they've changed the number. All of a sudden, nobody told me. I sent her the usual number to the station. So see if you can get her in, connected to us as well. Anyway, we're going to go right to the, we were just going to play Curly's song today, as far as that's concerned, and then we were going to go into the next question. Nancy Sevier, she's the World Tourism Pageant Queen. She's been a queen for many years, and she has a question for you, Gary. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, how the heck does it feel to win an Emmy? I mean, my God.
Well,
seriously.
The interesting thing is I never really cared much for the attention of an award. But when the first Emmy came in, I was actually at home on the couch waiting for my son to go pick up my son from a party. He was 8 years old. And I said, I'm not going to go because I don't want to get black tied up. I don't want to go through that whole experience. And I got the phone call that we won. And first call I made after that was to my cinematographer. It was his first Emmy as well. And we were in the car as I was going to pick up my son talking about this Emmy win. And it was just such a surge of excitement. And it was about a little boy that almost died of an illness and his family's long recovery and his long recovery to survive. And to win that award in his honor was something else. And then, you know, by the third nomination, I had six nominations that year for an Emmy. And my wife and son said, "You have to go this time." It was in Kansas City. Yeah. They said, "You have to go." So yeah. I said, "I really don't want to, but you know what? This is my chance to maybe thank my mom." Because yeah. My mom lived so far away, and I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but when I got up, my presentation was to thank my wife for all the craziness she's put up with me being a newscast for all these years. Donna, who was the subject of my story, she was a nurse in Vietnam who signed up to serve, to go over there after seeing the footage of so many people dying. She wanted to help. And the third person was my 85-year-old, who is now 91-year-old mother, who was watching on the laptop at my sister's house. And it's the first time my mom ever saw me win an award, and it happened to be an Emmy. So I got to give a shout out to my mom. So that's what that meant to me beyond anything else.
Yes.
My mom. Yeah, that
love
was
a cool it. Yes, love that.
That is wonderful. So yeah, you are amazing. Amazing. And hopefully the Oscars.
Yes.
That's next. Yeah.
Just well, keep on what, going. Keep
you know what
going.
I like about it, even winning these awards with the smaller films as we get going here, because I've only been doing films back into films for almost about a year now. And
Cannes wants you to go over there too, right? For that same film.
Yeah.
They want you to go over there?
Well, we're a finalist. We're waiting to find out whether it will be screened in France or not.
Right.
But my son and I have been talking about going over there because I'm researching another book. I write books as well. And yeah. So we're trying to time it so where we would be in France at the same time.
Ooh,
so we're working on that. But that's the reason the awards matter to me is because maybe they give you a little chance to do some more of these things like Randall was doing. Yeah. You know, anything you can get to propel your project forward is a good thing.
All the film festivals, there's thousands of film festivals and all over the world. And you get a chance to travel with the people that you enjoy being around. You know, I think that's important. The same thing with the dance business like that. We have a lot of dance sport competitions around the world. So you get to travel, go places with them while you're competing, and it's fun. You meet up with people, you know, that you know. It's just a lot of fun. So the entertainment industry in general is a lot of fun. So we have another question. And as I said before, this time goes fast. So it is now 5:51. We still have another question for you, Gary. So Leslie, Dr. Leslie, she's Dr. Oklahoma with the Dr. World Pageant, which is the one I'm in. And is there anybody else on there, Bobby?
Nope, that's everybody right now.
Okay, so just checking, making sure. And so Dr. Leslie, we have a question for Gary. Go ahead.
Hi, Gary. It's an honor to be here with you tonight. It's so nice to meet you. Can you tell us a little bit about the process of winning your Emmys?
Yeah, so the stations submit you and the TV stations that you work for. And I was honored to the last part of my career. It's kind of funny because this last Emmy was 6 months before I stepped away from news. So I already knew that I was going to step away. And that year, I think I had 6 nominations. So I've had 12, a dozen nominations and fortunately three wins, but it's a long process. You know, you send them in and if you get nominated for an Emmy, which is a big thing too, then you're allowed to go to the big event, which has thousands of people in black tie in either Kansas City or St. Louis. And then you go there and you sit at those beautiful tables and you try to look like you're having a great time, but really inside you're like, two things. One, I want to get out of the tuxedo. And two, I would really like to walk home with a statue, you know. And, then you sit there and you kind of hearing them say the names and you get to that moment and you're like, is it going to be? And then they say your name and it's surreal. And you sit there for a second and my wife kind of hit me like, go. And then I was worried that I wouldn't have a voice. And then once I started talking about my mom, I settled in really quickly until the end when I started getting a little bit emotional because it meant so much to me to be able to tip my hat to her. That was the Emmy experience.
Yeah, it's not the actual statue. You know? They don't cost a lot, but it's what it represents. What you've gone through in your career to get there, you know, what it represents and the people around you recognize you for your achievements and all that. It's just a wonderful feeling.
But I was honored that they inducted me into the, as they call it, the Emmy Hall of Fame, which is the Silver Circle Award. After I left 2 years ago, I got that honor. That was very nice to be recognized for a body of work over years.
Yeah. Well deserved.
Okay, so we are close to the end of the show. As I said, 5:54 mine. And then we wanted to play a song for Randall Rutledge, the Nonstop Song. That's one of his songs. He's in the Hall of Fame for his country music. Are any of these songs going to be played as far as financing his country western movie? Are those songs that
they will be in it, but no, they're not financing anything.
Well, there, when it gets financed, hopefully, you know, soon. I know you want to do a country western movie, right, Gary?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a 18-wheeler, is it? And it's a sci-fi, isn't it?
Not a sci-fi. It's actually a time travel where the truckers go back into the old west.
Oh, that must be hilarious. It's a country.
That's where the country comes in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can really tell when Randall, because I got to spend, I think it was 3 days with Randall, and him talking about his films and his dreams. And he represents so many people that fight so hard to bring stories alive that can hopefully touch somebody in some way in their lives, you know. And just sit there and hear him talking about his stories, and he just gets so energized and powered up, and it's so wonderful to see people like him.
Oh yeah. Fighting
so hard. Yep.
And then the Kung Fu one, that's an action. That's a magic shoes, right? Kung Fu shoes.
It's Kung Fu shoes, and it's a coming of age story. With, of course, martial arts in it.
Oh, and
there's a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. And you have those two martial artists, they're world champions, undefeated world champions that
we
are there.
Art Camacho, who is a martial arts director of over 100 films, and Don the Dragon Wilson.
And I wanted Gary, the FBI agent for Randall.
For Gary, yep. Yeah, Randall was going to do that, but it's up for grabs right now.
It would be an honor if I got a chance to do that.
Oh, my God.
Not a problem. Yeah.
Okay, Bobby, are you there?
I am with Randall's song.
We have a song for Randall, and I just want to say thank you all for showing up, and congratulations, Gary, for lots of success, and I hope to see everybody next time for the upcoming show. I will let you know, fill you in, let you know the time and the date and all. I got to get together with my friend Don Reese. Okay. And God bless. And I'll see you guys upcoming show. And we want to play that song, Nonstop Flight, by Randall Rutledge.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Chasing down the runway, hand in hand, as we take off, we got our whole flight plan. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we take off on the go, we don't need a traffic control. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we begin to gain altitude, just like know their love is true. It's a non-stop flight when I'm loving you. Well, around the world, many things I've seen, but loving you, I've earned my wings. It's a non-stop flight when I'm loving you. Cause we're flying frequently. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. Won't be an invite movie to see. You'll be true, cause I love that me. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. We're gonna fly all night long. You ain't keeping that seatbelt.
City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR. Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.